This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Pretty much as soon as children are born, they start seeing a pediatrician. And when they get a little bit older, old enough to remember all those needles that are directed at them in that office, they usually leave with a prize of sorts. Stickers, perhaps. Yes, they have Elsa and Anna stickers. Or maybe a cheap little toy. But there's one thing that's become a no-no among giveaways, and maybe it deserves a second look. Tanya English reports.
Look, I have to hold this.
3-year-old Jaden is at the doctor's office for his checkup before preschool begins in September. He might leave with a Ninja Turtle sticker today, but he's definitely not getting a lollipop. Mom Sabrina Statham says when it's time for a shot, she holds Jaden in her lap while someone from the doctor's office distracts him.
Hey, Jay. He cries, yeah, but I don't think it's like a lot. It's like he'll get the needle and then, a couple seconds later, it's all good.
Our medical assistants have all been trained in special comfort measures, like rubbing the muscle before they give the vaccine. We'll have them hold their breath and count to 10. We can even have them blow bubbles.
Pediatrician Katie McPeak runs the Center for the Urban Child at St. Christopher's Hospital for Children in North Philadelphia. First off, she says lollipops are a choking hazard.
Totally. And dum-dums are the worst because the head of the lollipop is so small, it could actually fit into a child's airway.
Plus, suckers create a sticky mix of acid, bacteria, and sugar in the mouth.
When you're licking that lollipop, you're presenting that sugar right to the child's tooth. So giving a lollipop would be completely contradictory to our mission of preventing cavities.
Many hospitals use a few drops of sugar water to calm an infant who's having a painful injection or circumcision. But for routine needle sticks at the pediatrician's office, McPeak says there's no need.
The circumcision takes about 3 to 5 minutes. Our vaccines take seconds. We like to reward kids with hugs and praise and good job, not necessarily something that they're taking with them.
California pediatrician Wolf Nadulman says rewarding kids with candy is basically a bad idea.
And I discourage parents from doing that.
And yet, at his practice in Berkeley, there's a basket filled with lollipops.
I don't do things always the way my peers do.
Nadulman says lollipops can be a tool for good medicine. He uses them sparingly, especially with very young children.
None of us wants shots. Nobody likes getting shots. There's a shock-like reaction that happens physiologically in the child when they have such enormous anxiety. It's not good enough to say to the child, yes, but this will keep you healthy when you're 15.
Instead, he asks kids to think about what lollipop they'll get after the needle stick. He says pick a color and imagine the flavor. Sugar isn't a pain reliever, but we're hardwired to love it. And Adulman says sugar can change brain chemistry almost as soon as it touches the tongue.
Sweet sugar candy man.
And these good-feeling receptors send a message to the brain that things are good. We're eating something yummy.
How the doctor uses a lollipop depends on a child's age and developmental stage. For example, older kids usually aren't that anxious about getting their vaccines. But for them, a lollipop might make a bitter medicine taste better.
Nah, I just like lollipops. No, it doesn't fix anything. The boob deal one.
Some parents worry about too many sweets. But Nadulman says studies show that sugar doesn't cause chronic hyperactivity or other behavior problems. At his office, children get Dum Dums because that brand has lots of kid-friendly flavors, including cotton candy and bubble gum.
And they're small. Did I say they were small? They're small.
Just 25 calories. It's a pretty cheap way to buy a little calm and goodwill at the pediatrician's office. And of course, in the end, mom or dad has the final say. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.
Mama told me what I should know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you down. Take a look at a boy like me. Never stood on my own 2 feet. Now I'm blue as I can be.